Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just flipping through the Instagrams, and I saw, Katie, you were emceeing a little event last night in your jean jacket.
Yes.
Was that jean jacket a big hit?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
People love denim.
I love that when you go to an event like that and you see other people in jean jackets and you're like, yeah, we had the same idea.
You do that thing where you do the double point to your eyes and then you point back at them.
It's like when you drive a vet and you see a vet. And
yeah,
you're
gotta
like,
wave.
Duh.
Yeah. It's like the motorcycle guys that put their hand down.
Yeah, when you have the same line of thinking, you have to wave at
jean
that person.
Jacket.
But you know what's funny about that jean jacket and that entire outfit? I bet you I tried on 27, 28 different dresses last night.
That's not like you.
To figure out what I was going to wear. And I almost went and bought a new one, but I was like, I have so many dresses in my closet that I've worn once or twice and never seen again. There's got to be something in there that looks good. And I like have, this is like a staple dress for me. I wear this a lot, but yeah, putting a jean jacket over it for whatever reason.
It looked fine.
Blasted up for
whole
me.
Whole new outfit. Yeah.
You know, the nice little heels I had on with it. I thought it looked pretty
I have those same
sharp.
Heels. What are
Do
the
you?
Odds?
Yeah. They're called Sechels.
Yeah. What are the odds?
They're shoes that are made specifically for you, for your feet. So yeah, I thought I looked pretty, you know, sharp, if you will. But it was a great event. Food for Hope is who put it on, and they are a great, excuse me, organization in town that helps kids, hungry kids in our community, not be hungry. They supply food for different school districts in our area, and they work with, like, families. What I love about them is because having worked in radio, but what I found out last night is just, like, humans in general, when you start out in a career, you usually don't make a lot of money at first, right? And when I first started out in radio and I was a single mom, there were times where I had to choose between, am I going to pay this heat or water bill, or can I go get food for my kid? So I have had to stand in a line to get food before. And it's a very humbling experience. It will make you really appreciate where you are in life in general.
Yeah,
like,
bet,
you know what I mean? And this organization, Food for Hope, they kind of take a little bit of the shame out of it because they work directly with families. They go and they get to know the families and they give them things that their specific needs are. And so I just love how they have a hands-on approach with not just the kids, but the families, because their biggest thing is, you know, when the kids are in school and they're trying to learn, having a hungry stomach will curb any kind of learning that you're going to do
for the
day.
Oh, you can't focus on anything.
You can't focus. Imagine when you're hungry.
We've tried to do the show hungry, right?
Exactly.
You're like, I can't focus.
You can't get, exactly. So I just like, organizations like Food for Hope are so important in our community. And I was just very blessed that, you know, they asked me to come MC it and talk to people about the importance of such a program right here in the Denver Metro. But yeah,
and they're big fans of the show from what I understand.
Yeah, I met a lot of people. We got to do Fast Five up on the stage.
Did you?
You did that?
What were your topics?
So my topics were name five foods that are in the Food for Hope pantry in school districts, and then name five school districts that Food for Hope serves.
Oh, easy.
So I had a couple questions lined up, but I had to have a third contestant, and so I tried to like mess with them a little bit, and I was like, well, I only have two questions, so you're going to get asked one of the ones I already asked, and he was like, okay, and I was like, just kidding, five things you love about Food for Hope, go! So it kind of threw him off his game a little bit, but he was able to name five, that fifth one right at the buzzer, and it was fun to do that in front of a bunch of people who didn't experience it before. So hopefully we get a few new listeners
there
when we do
go.
Fast Five at 7:30 today. Yeah, but it was just I was so honored to be able to do it, because again, I got into radio because I love helping out people in our community. I like making our community a better place to live in. And when I get to align myself with people like Emily and her husband, Blake, and all the folks there who are with Food for Hope, it makes me feel good. When you're in a room full of people who want to give back, that is
it's
kind
a
of
neat
energy.
Feeling, huh?
I can't even describe it. Mm-hmm. It really is like everybody just wants to help. And that kind of energy is just inexplainable. So thank you again to everyone who had me out there. And Food for Hope, you can find them on Instagram, Facebook, foodforhope.org. And help them out if you can as well. There's lots of ways that you can help on their website and whatnot. But yeah, a very nice evening. And shout out to Skylar, who is a 17-year-old. She got up on the stage and delivered a speech that had everybody like goosebumps. I mean, a 17-year-old young lady got up there and just made a bunch of adults really think. And yeah, when you get to be a part of things like that, it just kind of changes your way of thinking. So I'm just very grateful this
morning. Thanks for doing
that last
night.
Very grateful, of course.
I know Katie posted some links on our Instagram if you'd like to help out or be involved with that program. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG, all one word. Check it out and click the links.